Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And I am thrilled to have as my guest today Gary Ridge, who is president and CEO of the WD-40 Company, which is based in San Diego, California. Gary and I know each other through Ken Blanchard and the Lead Like Jesus Board, and we've had several wonderful meetings in San Diego. And he is an amazing human being. In addition to his success as a CEO, WD-40, their revenues are about $350 million. They have offices in 15 locations. They just opened up some in China. And he's a native of Australia, so be prepared for a very enchanting accent. He has a Master's of Science degree in Executive Leadership from the University of San Diego. He's an adjunct professor at the University of San Diego, and in fact, he's leaving right after this interview. He told me to go speak to some students at Chapman. He's just his list of awards: Director of the Year, Arthur E. Hughes Career Achievement Award from the University of San Diego. He was named Ernst & Young's Master Entrepreneur. And in 2009, he co-authored a book with Ken Blanchard titled Helping People Win at Work, a Business Philosophy Called Don't Mark My Paper, Help Me Get an A. So welcome, Gary. So glad you're with us today.
Hey, g'day, Laurie. It's beautiful to be here. It's a lovely day in San Diego.
We are both. It's very rare for my guest and myself to be in the same city at the same time, so I don't have to feel bad when they talk about the weather. You and I can both celebrate what's going to be 76 today in San Diego. Just spectacular. So, Gary, you are passionate about leadership, and you've written books about it, and you teach it, and you live it. You were sharing your travel schedule. You're going to rattle off the countries you're going to again.
In the next few weeks, I'll be a couple of trips in the U.S., then over to Europe, to Portugal, London, and then down to Thailand and Indonesia and China. So I've got some air miles.
Wow. And we are going to talk about the 10 traits of leadership, and we have just 15 minutes for the show. And I know that you could probably write a book about each one of these points, but I'm going to go through the ones that we have here, and then you just kind of comment on that. We've got about maybe a minute and a half per trait. But let's take the first one: do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, I think it's very important. Organizations don't pay much attention, or people don't pay much attention to what we say. They really look at what we do. And I remember when we went through the difficult economic times in the world a year or so ago, I never had people asking me so many times, how are you? And I worked out they weren't asking me how I was, they were asking me how we were. So, you know, I often say, I hear what you say, I read what you write, and I believe what you do. So as a leader, the followers are watching you.
That's interesting. When they say, how are you, they were checking in on the pulse of the company, as well as the pulse of you individually. Mm-hmm. So the second point is you're expected to be competent. What does that mean?
Well, it means two things. It means both competency and to act with integrity. And I mean integrity in the broader sense of the word, to include team play and the respect you show for your peers and for the followers that you have. And competency is about people seeing that you continue to be a lifelong learner. We have learning moments every day, and when we stop learning, you know, it's over. So people expect us to be competent and act with integrity and to continue to work on building that competency in the work that we do.
Well, and I just want to say that you have such an engaging workforce. Gary brought me in to work with his HR team and some of the leaders around the Path Elements profile of Earth, Water, Wind, and Fire. And I could just tell from their radiant faces and the fun that they had that there's a culture in the company that you have established. And you not only expect your people to be competent, but you also want them to have a high sense of self-esteem. So what does that mean?
Yeah, self-esteem is about feeling good about who you are and what you do. In our latest employee opinion survey, the number one rated attribute from our employees worldwide with a 99% positive was a WD-40 company, I'm treated with respect and dignity. And really, that's so important. So, you know, I say that leaders need to have a strong sense of self-worth. You know, I say that I've heard it said that good leaders have a level of self-confidence that is slightly more than is justified by the facts. So I think that's... and they've probably... Yeah, and they've probably experienced adversity at some point. You know, these traits of leadership are difficult to measure, hard to observe, and probably can't be learned in the classroom. So they're really what you learn on the track.
Mm. And you're really big on that. It's not just about degrees out the yin-yang, so to speak, but more mud on your boots. You know, what are you doing with the people?
That's
you
right.
talk about leaders moving forward. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, leaders must not be afraid to act. And there needs to be some sort of sense of urgency without there being panic. You know, I call it pace without panic. It's really important that they pay attention to the detail, that they don't need to become micromanagers, but they also are prepared to take a deep dive to test what they're hearing. So, you know, leaders need to be moving forward without panic.
Wow. I love that. Now, good judgment comes from healthy learning moments. You talked about that a second ago, but can you expand on that for us?
Yeah. You know, we say at WD-40 Company, we don't make mistakes. We have learning moments. And a learning moment is a positive or negative outcome of any situation that can be freely shared. So many people are afraid to share things that haven't necessarily gone exactly right. And that's fear of being, you know, ridiculed. And that's wrong. So leaders need to have good, healthy learning moments to exercise good judgment. And this good judgment comes from our mistakes. And, you know, I've often said good judgment comes from experience. Experience comes from bad judgment.
Nobody wants to admit that, right?
Right.
So you say that leaders are connected and aware and tuned in with mojo.
Yeah,
what is that?
Well, mojo is the inner self that you have when you work. Ken just wrote a new book with Colin Barrett from Southwest Airlines, and it's called Leadership is Love, L-U-V. And Southwest is a company that is very visible about mojo. You know, you think about the people who are on that plane, the employees who are serving you and flying you, you know, they're always up, they're always having fun, they're really excited about their job. Well, that environment is one it's got to be created by leadership. You know, Southwest gives their people permission to have that fun. Their values guide them along the way. So it's that inner flame that people have when they're having fun doing what they do.
And that, like you say, that doesn't just happen, and it's not a result of lax boundary settings. Kind of what the point you're making, I think, is that it's a result of very conscious boundary settings.
Correct.
And establishing
Correct.
A culture within the walls of that city, if you will, that this is the way we do things, and it spills over. I just love flying Southwest when they get the comedians online, you know.
I know. Well, Laurie, it's why the rivers have banks.
So
it will flow to the ocean, right? And if the river didn't have any bank, it would just be a lake. It would go nowhere.
Exactly. Or a swamp.
Or a swamp. Better. Yeah.
All right. So leaders value the gift of contrarians and resistors. Who wants a resistor?
I know. This was one that took me a long time to learn. But really, you know, resistors and contrarians are gifts. And I say that reasonable people who share the same values and absorb the same information will probably have a similar point of view. And normally
Right.
what happens, if I have a different point of view to someone else, it's usually because I haven't absorbed the information they have absorbed, or I know more than they know. And that's mm-hmm. what a resistor is someone who's telling you something that you don't hear, and they're so, so valuable. I love the saying, I'll lend you my eyes, you lend me yours, and let's see what we both can see.
I love that. And I'll lend you my eyes if you lend me your ears, too.
That's a good thing, too.
if we're not going to listen. And it reminds me of the story in the Bible of Balaam and the donkey that slammed on the brakes on the road and wouldn't go any further. And Balaam gets off and starts beating the donkey. And actually the angel of death is standing in front of the donkey and finally tells Balaam, if the donkey hadn't stopped, I would have killed you because you were on the wrong path. So, those resistors, sometimes they act like mules or donkeys, but they have life-giving messages for us.
Absolutely.
All right. Be a leader of hope.
Well, yeah, this is again about, being able to say this too will pass. Leaders of hope keep passion of their people alive. They exercise patience against panic. They gather the facts in a sense of calm. So, I was reminded of this when I was out on the midway back in on around Veterans Day, which is just out on the wharf near where I live, and it's the big aircraft carrier museum. And I was up on the bridge of the midway, and I was listening to the story about the captain and what the captain does under fire when they're in battle. And this is what he does. He exercises patience and true leadership, not panic. His followers don't want to see him running around not knowing what he's doing, but he's also very hopeful or really exudes the hope that they will win their mission. So it's very important.
Wow, that's so true. There's a saying that's on coffee mugs and T-shirts, keep calm and carry on. And
yeah.
I think that's very, very important. Involve your people, number 9.
Yeah, the best ideas and greatest support will come from people when they are involved in contributing. In the end, every decision will be made by the person who can make the decision, but an informed decision maker has the people involved. And it reminds me of the story I once heard about John F. Kennedy when he was considering what they were going to do about Cuba, and he gathered all these folks around, and they have what they call the escalating decision grid, and at the bottom of the grid is do nothing, at the top of the grid is the most extreme thing you could do. And he gathered all the people around and all the experts and gave their points of view, and he listened and he gathered the information, the facts, and then what did he do? He went away and he went sailing. He went to a place of solace, and I think it's very important to involve your people, get all the facts, and then take time to think. Go sit by the water, go to a place of solace and just go, okay, I'm a leader, I need to make a decision. Do I have everything I need?
Wow. And leaders sometimes don't do that. They feel, particularly when they're a publicly traded company or they have the board or the shareholders breathing down their neck, they feel they need to make short-term decisions. And I think that keeping the people involved can keep leaders in touch with their people. The last, let's do 30 seconds on this one. Always stay in the servant leadership mode.
Well, that's easy. Remember, leaders are there to serve. The shepherd is there on behalf of the sheep. The sheep are not there on behalf of the shepherd.
And you talk about self-confidence. When does self-confidence become fatal?
When the ego takes over.
Mm. Now, you have a blessing here that says, and maybe you have it. Do you have it in front of you? May you always find new roads to travel. Okay, can you share that, and then I'll close us out.
Sure. May you always find new roads to travel, new horizons to explore, and new dreams to call your own. Life is about memories. As a leader, make new positive memories your calling. Believe in yourself. Never give up. Take one day at a time. We all have something significant yet to do.
Gary, thank you so much. I know that you have many travels, as you said, to places all around the world that have squeaks that WD-40 can help. And thank you so much for your leadership, for your time this morning. I personally have been inspired and enlightened. And give a blessings to those students in Orange County. And thank you again, Gary, for your time this morning.
Thank you. G'day.
All right. G'day. Bye-bye.